Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Strawman with Progressive Ag Marketing. Brian, kind of a tough day in this bean market today. Wheat market managed to hang on to some gains.
You know, it did, and I think you look at the corn market too, Randy, with the funds being in a record short position, and they've pushed that market down to new lows, and the same kind of story with the wheat complex. And when you look at the soybeans, they weren't as heavily short in that market, and maybe they're adding a few more contracts there today, and that certainly accelerated that move to the downside. You've got negotiations with China coming into play maybe next week. But, you know, for the time being, there isn't much news in the market to change the tune of the funds. And they've certainly been willing to sell into that. And 22-month highs in the dollar, again, maybe hurting the wheat complex here as of late. And we've got some drier conditions that have started to come into the talk now or being talked about maybe in the Black Sea. We'll monitor that as we move forward. And slow planting progress, certainly for spring wheat.
On the same time, too, they're talking about how fast we can put this crop in the ground. But I think that's weighing more on the corn and the beans more than anything else, I think.
You know, I think that's right. It doesn't take long, today to get a number of acres put in. But I think when you look at the spring wheat, maybe it's timing more so than anything as well. When you get into May, and certainly in areas like in South Dakota, the later planted crop has that possibility maybe of more heat during that flowering period for that crop. And that, again, may come into play and take some of that top-end production off, but we're a long way from the combine, so we'll see how things roll out and play out here as we move forward.
Right. Kind of a two-sided choppy day in the livestock markets.
You know, it was. You look at the hogs, we had some follow-through selling right out of the gate, and by noon we were up trading with some decent gains, and then we kind of gave those away going into the close again. We had that market certainly on a tear here as of late, but we've seen a softer cash market this week, although the cutouts have shown some strength, and we'll certainly be watching any news again with China. We'll look at the export sales numbers again on Thursday, and China's been in there the last couple of weeks with some big numbers. The cold storage report also came out yesterday, and didn't show anything building per se as far as especially the live cattle. And we've had the choice product, trading with some strength here too. So a quieter day on the live cattle, feeder cattle, but we did see some triple-digit losses in the lean hogs.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, I think this is the time frame that we're certainly looking at weather, and weather's certainly been talked about here the last week or so, and we'll monitor that as we move forward. There's some rain in the forecast again through the weekend and some cooler temperatures in the next week, and we're in that planting time frame. So weather's the big thing in the market right now, and we'll be watching that certainly as we move into the month of May.
Brian Strawman at Progressive Ag Marketing.